So Chan'an Zen is no exception to this tradition. In Chan'an Zen, there's a great emphasis on ethical practice. There's study of the scriptures. Sometimes people think that Zen, you don't study, you don't have to think. Well, that's a travesty of the tradition. There is study, real study, not head study, but being study. There's devotional practice. There's spiritual friendship. There's definitely the art. Chan and Zen are extraordinarily rich in the arts of painting, calligraphy, poetry, sculpture, drama even, and music. There's one school, in fact, which is based on flute playing. The master was a flute player, flautist, and it's referred to in the tradition. No drama is very, very strongly influenced by Zen realization. And there's work as well. A day of no working is a day of no eating, said the great Pai Chang. Cooking as spiritual practice, Dogen's famous instructions to the cook. And there's a deep commitment in the Chan and Zen tradition to what's called the Bodhisattva path, that you're doing all this, that you're practicing the way of enlightenment for the benefit of all. You want to help others. So it's all there in the Chan and Zen tradition. They're all expressions of meditation and wisdom. Dogen says, and we'll look at this point a bit later, practice is enlightenment. Enlightenment is practice. So Chan and Zen are about total Buddhist practice.